The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Having reference points for your life. Having something, some point, something which becomes a, helps you to see better what's going on for you. It helps you to notice what's happening. There's so much we can possibly notice, for example, in our world. And our world gives us reference points that it would like us to be concerned with. I mean, those people who watch commercials on TV, there's lots of reference points they'd like you to be concerned with. And when you go around, hopefully the reference points that they want you, you'll notice when you go shopping. And, there are people who are trying to shape people's political views, consumption views, popular views, religious views, and they kind of offer you things, and hopefully that becomes a reference point for you. or we enter into different situations in our life with our own reference points. Some of us, at different times of the day or the week or whatever, it might be our mood is the reference point. So if we're grumpy or aversive, or sad, that the reference point and everything kind of gets related to that reference point or interpreted through that reference point. Or if we're happy or delighted, it provides a different reference point for going through life. And if you're really happy and relaxed, it could be that things which are troublesome normally for you are not a trouble. You kind of hold them more spaciously. And so the reference points that you keep close at hand are meaningful. So what reference points do you carry with you? And in doing Buddhist practice, we can choose certain reference points that we carry with us for a week or a day or a period of time in order to highlight certain things or allow certain things to come out, more likely come out than they would if we didn't have the reference point. So some of the reference points that Buddhism offers are sometimes referred to as ideals. So there's the ideal of compassion or kindness or being ethical or being mindful. And if you call them an ideal, then it's very easy to have ideas of should and measuring yourself and expectations around it. But if you call them reference points, I think it gives you a different feeling for what it's about and how to use it. If the reference point is compassion, without any should, you should be compassionate. The reference point, then you could say, that's interesting, compassion. I'm thinking about compassion a lot today, and then it might be almost natural to say, what would be the compassionate thing to do here? Or you notice someone is being a little bit kinder than they have to be, and you say, that's nice, that's an example of compassion. And maybe you wouldn't have noticed it if you hadn't had that reference point of compassion. Or perhaps you notice that you are not compassionate in a situation. It wouldn't have occurred to you not to have been compassionate ordinarily as you went by your life, but now because compassion is a reference point for the day, you notice, I'm not being compassionate right now. And then you notice that you beat yourself up. Or you notice that you're curious about that. Why isn't it? Why am I not compassionate? Or you notice that you would like to be, now that you're reminded of it. It seems natural and easy. So it becomes, having the reference point, the reference point is compassion, kind of it becomes a mirror, highlights certain things, helps you think certain things. Having the ideal of compassion might be burdensome or might be create a different impact on you. So there's different reference points we can choose. And even you having mindfulness as a reference point, you don't have to be mindful. But you carry with you the idea of mindfulness as you go through the day, and then you might find yourself noticing, I'm not particularly mindful right now. Or, that was a mindful thing to do. And you kind of appreciate, just notice what is. With the idea that the more you notice about yourself and what's going on, you will naturally, or kind of have wisdom or understanding or about what to do. You don't need to feel bad about yourself. You don't need to call in shoulds and expectations and measurements, comparisons of yourself, what you're supposed to happen, that if you just kind of start noticing more deeply what's happening, there's something in the system that will naturally at some point help you understand what needs to be done, to help you take care of yourself and the world around you. But sometimes it helps to have these reference points that highlight things, or magnifying glasses that helps us look more carefully. So one of the, I think, wonderful reference points to use is the reference point of ease. To be easy, to be at ease. And to carry that with you as a reference point. And it could just be that use the word. One way, simple way of using reference point is just periodically through the day, say the word ease, or say the word at ease. Just without any expectation you're supposed to be or anything, just say it and see what happens. Chances are, just saying that word, something will shift inside of you. And you don't have to even want it to shift, but something beneficial will happen if you say ease or at ease. Maybe you'll notice that you are at ease, maybe you notice that you're not at ease, and that's just interesting to know. Right? You didn't know you were so un at ease, and maybe now that you know it, you can do something about it, maybe. Or maybe you can be relaxed about that being uneasy and not let it be a trigger to bark at someone. Maybe you've learned that when you're uneasy, it's better to hold your tongue because of bitter experience. And so the reference point of ease lets you know that you're not feeling at ease, and just that kind of, you know, just something different happens that's beneficial. And so the reference of ease. So have the reference of ease. Maybe you had experience of being at ease in your life. So the word, the concept of ease goes along with your experience of being at ease. And so the memory of that, of what it felt like to be physically at ease, emotionally at ease, psychologically at ease, then comes into the picture. And with that in the picture, it highlights better what's going on. You can see more clearly the different ways that you're not at ease. Maybe you notice your tension. Maybe you notice that you're feeling uneasy in your heart, queasy, or you feel tense in your mind in a way that you wouldn't without that reference point, because you're so involved in what you're doing. And then what do you do then? With that information, with seeing that, what happens then? If ease is the reference point, then it might also make you more sensitive to either the ease that's here, being at ease, being at peace, or it might also help you to discern, to notice how you can be more easeful in a situation. It might be very simple. It might be that you are holding your hands in a tense way. And you, when you're reminded of ease, you notice, you know, well, that my hands are not at ease. And so just noticing that, probably just your hands would kind of release a little bit. It's hard to kind of maintain hands, kind of fingers kind of playing with each other in a tense way. If you look at it and really feel that that's what you're doing, something begins to release. So what I'm trying to convey here today is that using the concept of a reference point is a very useful thing to do, and it has the benefit of not automatically being a should or a project or something. You have to fix something or be different than how you are. It's a very generous kind of approach to your life. But it's one that, because it's so valuable to see clearly what's going on, that it enriches your life and helps you find the way the way forward and what's useful for you. But it does make a difference what reference points you use. If the reference point you use is how everyone is mistreating you, and you just get out, you leave the house in the morning, and that's like what's on your mind, all these people. And then guess what? With that reference point, you might notice that more often. If the reference point is most people are ignoring me, they couldn't care less about me, that might be liberating. It might, you know, free you from everybody's mistreating me kind of thought, you know. Or if the reference point is, you know, or maybe it's depressing, you know, everyone's ignoring me, that's like the big boogeyman in your life. So maybe it's a different reference point. Maybe the reference point is friendliness or smiles. Smiles. Who gets a smile? I'm just making it up here, but what reference point you use is very important. And the last thing I'll say is that chances are very good that if you're not involved in choosing what reference points you use for understanding your life as you go about your life, something has chosen for you. You're going to have a reference point no matter what. And so either you kind of go along with what you've incorporated from your, you've taken in from your culture, your family, from your life experience, from your personality, your predispositions. And there are things that in your, if you give careful thought about it, you maybe you don't want those as reference points. But we always have reference points. And so one possibility is that you are a little bit more involved in choosing which those are. This is not Pollyannish, it's not kind of covering over what's happening there. It's just like it's a little like salt that kind of highlights something or shows something or reminds you of something or helps you to see in a different way. And so maybe it helps you see in a way that's beneficial rather than other ways. So reference points. What reference points do you use? What reference points would you like to use? And could you imagine experimenting with a practice of different reference points on different days? And what would happen to you as you'd go through the day with the reference point that you have chosen for the day? So, and if you need, if you can't think of any reference points whatsoever, but you'd like to use one, then use ease. Try ease. Okay, so that's...